AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Secret Service is detailing breakdowns in its work with local law enforcement before July's attempt on Donald Trump's life in Pennsylvania. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
There were communication deficiencies between law enforcement personnel at the site.
Acting Director Ronald Rowe says they included a lack of guidance and over-reliance on things like cell phones,
resulting in information being siloed.
And the key information, the presence of a gunman on a roof who eventually opened fire on the ex-president, not being shared. The Secret Service's report on the July incident makes clear it knew the site was a security challenge, but no steps were taken to remove those concerns.
We're at a pivotal moment in the history of the Secret Service, and at a pivotal moment in the history of our country.
And Rowe says it's time for a paradigm shift in how the agency operates. He's also calling for more people and other resources, partly because it's boosted Trump's protection.
The former president has the highest levels of Secret Service protection.
And that's taking a toll.
We are burning through a lot of assets and resources.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel says a top Hezbollah official was killed in an airstrike today outside Beirut. Hezbollah has not confirmed it. Here's the AP's Kareem Chahayeb.
The strike flattened two apartment buildings in a densely populated neighborhood in Beirut's southern suburbs, and the death toll is mounting as people are still searching for bodies trapped under the rubble.
At least 12 people were killed. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to give a speech focused squarely on abortion rights. It'll take place in Georgia. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group slumped to their lowest level ever. On the first trading day, its biggest shareholder, former President Donald Trump, is free to sell his stake in the company behind the Truth Social platform. The son of North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer pleaded guilty to homicide in connection with a crash that killed a North Dakota sheriff's deputy last year. This is AP News. People in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, are being told to stay inside.
Air pollution, partly caused by fires in the region, blanketed the city. Officials say the pollution results from the burning of peatlands and other wildfires combined with autumn temperature fluctuations. The capital woke up to thick smog with the rancid smell of blazing fires in the air. Some people were spotted wearing masks. The Ukrainian capital has topped a list of the most polluted major cities early Friday in a real-time database by IQ Air, a Swiss company that monitors air quality levels. Officials warn about an increased concentration of suspended particles such as dust, soot, and smoke in the air. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Joe Gow, a former University of Wisconsin campus chancellor who was fired after making pornographic films with his wife, argued for keeping his tenured teaching position even as he faces removal for unethical behavior. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.